The week-long Jewish festival of Sukkot begins tonight. Jews around the world build small huts or sukkahs, reminders of the temporary shelters used during the Exodus from Egypt. Orthodox Jews eat all of their meals and even sleep in them. Well, in Jerusalem right now, a different kind of sukkah is on display. NPR's Linda Gradstein paid a visit.
It's Hansel and Gretel meets Jerusalem. A huge hut or sukkah made partly out of candy has been built in the large plaza outside the Jerusalem municipality. At the entrance, two hollow, clear plastic pillars are filled with a rainbow of colored bubblegum, chewy toffees, and lollipops. Inside, two cotton candy machines are turning out wispy cones of sugar in pink and blue. The lights on the ceiling are shaped like candy, and banks of candy machines spill jelly beans and gum into small, eager hands. Mayor Uri Lupolianski is manning the chocolate fountain, dipping marshmallows on sticks into the warm, cascading chocolate and handing them over to excited children. He says the idea is to make Jerusalem's children happy over the holiday.
Here we have, thank God, the biggest sukkah in the world. We invite all the children with their parents to come to the municipality sukkah and to happy with everything here that is very sweet.
It certainly seems to be working. 11-year-old Elisheva Lipner is grinning from ear to ear.
This should happen more often.
What's the best part?
The candy.
She says she wants her parents to build one just like this at home. It's also a hit with tourists like Alex Edelman from Boston.
It's great. I'm visiting here for a few months. It's nice to finally able to connect with something that the city is actually doing. So I'm really enjoying it. Of course, there's cotton candy, which is a big plus.
Jerusalem city officials say they expect to give away some 2 tons of candy during the week-long holiday. There's been no comment yet from Israel's dentists. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.